The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
We've already announced that the Royal Rumble is headed to Riyadh January 31st of 2026. And today we announce something that takes this partnership to a new level. So on behalf of His Excellency, on behalf of Nick Khan, WWE President, who was the driving force on this deal, I would like to announce that for the first time ever, WrestleMania will be held outside of the United States and Canada. In 2027, we are proud to announce that WrestleMania 43 will take place in Saudi Arabia as part of Riyadh season. History will undoubtedly be made again. You are making history a lot lately. Thanks to our partners at the GEA and Riyadh season, we just could not be more excited for this opportunity. This is an opportunity to show the world what I think most people already know, that WWE is a global brand that reaches every corner of the world and excites fans from everywhere. Thank you very much.
Welcome everyone to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, Sportskeeda, Daily DDT, and more. I am Lee Walker, and boy oh boy, did the COO, Triple H, drop some news today that WrestleMania 43 will in fact be heading to Saudi Arabia, and it will be the first time that WrestleMania is not on North American soil from the United States or Canada. And the official announcement came today on WWE's YouTube channel in a press conference in Las Vegas. Those who were there were Triple H, The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, Seth Rollins, Logan Paul, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Stephanie Vaquer, and of course, Charlotte Flair. Now, interesting enough, though, this news was leaked by someone in Saudi Arabia, and it was leaked on Snapchat, but it only was up for a few seconds, and it was commented on today as Saudi Arabia's General Entertainment Authority, Turkey, even commented on the leak, saying that it was only up for 2 seconds and that fans were all going crazy. Is this real? Is it not real? And then he had said that now fans know it's real and it's happening. During the press, it was also announced, as to reiterate, that the 2026 Royal Rumble is also set for January 31st in Saudi Arabia. So in 2026, they'll have the Royal Rumble, and in 2027, they will also have WrestleMania 43. And honestly, if you were watching live, fans were not happy with the live feed in bold capital letters saying, "You sold out, you sold out." That was most of the comments. And even right now on WWE's YouTube channel with the video breaking news, Triple H and he, Turki Alaşık, announced WrestleMania 43 is heading to Saudi Arabia. There's currently over 22,000 views on the video, and the comment section is pretty strong, as we have StephFan99626. They don't announce it on SmackDown because they know that if they announced it, the whole arena would boo them. So they announce it live on YouTube. I think today, SmackDown, we will hear a lot of disappointment and a lot of chants that they will say, "You sold out." Hydra J1, "Can't afford to keep watching. I'm retiring with Cena. Saul Goodman, 001. As Ted DiBiase said,
everybody's got a price.
Adam Ford wrote, anyone else notice the live stream announcement video has been taken down because of the comments / number of dislikes? There's another comment that started a You Sold Out chain that went 50 plus comments deep. Another person, Adam Henson, 2314, wrote, first WrestleMania out of the States should have been the UK. Needless to say, fans, it doesn't really seem like a lot of people are happy about this, especially with recent announcements that WWE has been making, such as TKO's Mark Shapiro commenting on the WWE ticket prices, and that seemingly they're not where UFC ticket prices are, and that Vince McMahon priced tickets for families. And basically, we can expect to see ticket prices continue to rise until they reach TKO's or WWE's sister's company, UFC, which a lot of fans have already been outraged about ticket prices. They've been outraged about the move to ESPN direct to consumer and the fact that you will still need to keep Peacock if you want to watch the NXT PLEs, if you want to watch Saturday Night Main Event. So WWE, the way fans are making it seem, is that WWE is pricing their fans out of wrestling, out of WWE. There's even one comment, fans, that someone wrote, video engagement so far, 9:02 p.m. UK time, 421 likes, 994 dislikes. Needless to say, this was not a decision that wrestling fans seem to be happy with. And this is going to be the last comment I read. Drumming Monkey edited, 1 hour after uploading this video, has 1,132 likes versus 2,961 dislikes. I hope this becomes the most disliked WWE video. Absolutely horrible. I hate everything about this, and you should all be ashamed of yourselves. And as part of WWE's press release regarding WrestleMania 43 being in Red Eye, this is what WWE had to say. The announcement of WrestleMania 43 coming to Red Eye in 2027 highlights the groundbreaking partnership between WWE and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Since the beginning in 2018, this collaboration has delivered record-breaking events including Crown Jewel, Elimination Chamber, King and Queen of the Ring, Night of Champions, Friday Night SmackDown, Monday Night Raw. The 39th annual Royal Rumble will be held in Jeddah this January on January 31st, broadcasted live on ESPN platforms in US and Netflix globally. WrestleMania is a week-long celebration compromising fan events, Friday Night SmackDown, Monday Night Raw, NXT, and multiple community outreach initiatives designed to give back to the local region. Fans from over 60 countries attend WrestleMania, which has generated more than $1.5 billion in cumulative economic impact for the cities that have hosted the event over the last decade. The announcement follows a historic WrestleMania 41 this past April in Las Vegas, which became the most successful and highest grossing event in WWE history. And that will continue to be a trend as long as you keep raising prices. So, in March of 2018, WWE and Saudi Arabia agreed to a 10-year partnership. WWE has annually hosted multiple events in Saudi Arabia as part of the agreement. and WWE Royal Rumble 2026 is set to be held in Saudi. On September 10th, Saudi Arabian advisor Turkey actually spoiled the news by announcing WrestleMania would be headed to Saudi in a post on Snapchat. And while appearing on the Pat McAfee show earlier in the week, Triple H commented on WWE's relationship with Saudi and how they've brought about change. And the thing that Triple H was talking about when it came to Saudi Arabia was that Saudi Arabia has suppressed women and LGBTQ rights in the past. And at one point in the beginning, WWE, the women weren't even allowed to perform in early Saudi shows. That has changed over the years with more women competing at Saudi events. And while on Pat McAfee's show, Triple H talks about bringing about the change. And this is what he had to say. That's been their goal since the beginning, to change their perception, to change how they are, to open that umbrella for women and with the country. It takes time. You can't just do that stuff all at once, or you annihilate all the people that are in front of it and have a long-standing belief. You have to do it over time. I truly believe that to initiate change, you have to be part of it. You can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, we're not going to participate in that, and these people don't do things right. You need to be there and to be part of that change. We've been part of that change since the beginning. And speaking of change, we as wrestling fans, whether you are in North America or the UK or wherever the case may be, we have to accept change also. And this is a change. The fact that WWE is taking its prestigious biggest event with WrestleMania and going into another country, that is a big deal no matter what country gets it. Obviously, they've had a really good relationship with Saudi Arabia, and you know they have just come off of doing several events in Paris, and we've seen them in all over the UK. We've seen them in England and places like Germany and Scotland and Australia, and I mean, they have had other shows in Saudi Arabia too, but WWE is starting to venture outside of the United States more and more. And whether it might be because it brings them more money, or they're able to showcase that they are a worldwide brand, they're doing it. And this is the next evolution of sports entertainment that we know is WWE. Now, I would love to hear your comments in the comment section, whether you comment on various platforms such as Facebook, facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope, X at Perched Top Rope, Blue Sky at Perched Top Rope, because Perched on the Top Rope is just too long. You can also comment, as this will be on Threads, it's Perched on the Top Rope Podcast, as well as Instagram. Is also at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. Now you can find us on TikTok. It's Perched on the Top Rope. And you can find us at twitch.tv/Perched on the Top Rope, where we go live on Sundays. We will not be live this Sunday. I will be working overtime. But you can find us anywhere and everywhere. Podcast platforms from Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Podbean, Podbay, Red Circle, anywhere you listen to a podcast, you can find us. We're Perched on the Top Rope. And thank you to all those countries who have kept us on the podcast rankings from United States, Switzerland, China, Germany, and more. We love you. And fans, remember, spoiler free's the way to be. I'm out.
Crazy. craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Cachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to cachava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com code FITNESS.